G'day, g'day. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Complicated. I am your host, Katie Ford. And this topic, I think, will land for most of, if not all, of our amazing listeners today who tune in. If you are someone who has ever allowed a thought to stop them and derail them, if you are someone who has ever allowed limiting beliefs to get in your way, if you have allowed your worst possible fears and thoughts to stop you from doing the thing, also known as anxiety, then this episode may just have that little something that lands and switches things for you once and for all. But I want you to make me a promise before we dive into the episode and before I pose this, slingshot to you. I want you to promise me that you are going to not only listen to this episode, but you are going to action something from it. Because all the books, all the talk therapy, all the podcasts, all the everything that you listen to, that you ingest, that you digest, that you consume, all of that is amazing, but it will only get you as far as the action and the movement and the implementation does to catapult you through it. So, without further ado, okay, so from when we're little, fear is often a fabulous motivator to get us not to do something. And if you have been around the podcast here for quite a while, you would have probably heard me say some sort of version of this, but maybe it'll land. From, early age, we use fear as a reason not to do something, right? So we scare our children from, going too close to the edge, or we scare them from touching the stove and those sorts of things. Because, I mean, look, honestly, if a kid puts their hand on a hot stove, that shit is not going to end well. So, yeah, it should be pretty scary. However, every time we use fear and we, activate that fear response within ourselves to not do something, we are solidifying that belief system. We are solidifying that neural pathway to signal to ourselves that fear equals bad. Do not enter the room, do not pass go, do not touch that thing, do not push past this door. Like, honestly, whatever is scaring you needs to be avoided at all costs. That is how it starts. Then, as you get older, we start to live alongside that. And I know I absolutely 100% used to feel fear. And I used to run the other way, or I'd like numb out in, some super self-destructive ways in order to be able to do the thing. Or I'd react, or I'd try and pass that fear and that pain and that frustration like a hot potato. So I would get super snappy with other people and abrupt, or I would create little rituals for myself and little rules around what I was able to do and feel okay and what I was not able to do and feel okay. And I would create little, routines before going to bed so that I didn't have to worry about not locking the door. And I would, check PowerPoints a numerous amount of times, and I would be like, the door is locked, the door is locked, the door is locked, so that I would say it three times so that I would mentally take note that the door was locked, rather than to sit with the discomfort. And also, in saying that, that's totally fine. If you find a little system that is going to make you remember that the oven's off by saying out loud, "I have turned the oven off," then you do you. I mean, it works. I have a girlfriend of mine whose colleague took the iron to work with her in the car, which I thought was totally brilliant. She absolutely bucked the system because she didn't want to worry whether or not that she turned the iron off. So she took it with her. I am like, you queen, slay. So there is absolutely nothing wrong with the way that we choose to navigate these moments where we caught up in a fear loop or a fear spiral, except for when it stops working for you, which is more often not than not when we start to create these rules and a life that is led by our fears and avoiding our fears, then is it actually working for us at all? It's probably not, you know, like, let's be honest. But, you know, whatever it takes to get you through in the interim, but the second it stops working and the second that you think that the thing that I am doing to keep me safe is actually keeping me a prisoner, then this is going to serve you times 100. Because the things that we run from and the things that we keep avoiding are actually the things that are controlling our lives. I want to help every single person listening to this get to a place where they are so comfortable within themselves whenever these uncomfortable feelings arise that you do not have to do anything. You can acknowledge the feeling and just carry on about your business, because it doesn't always mean what you think it does. And that starts from our relationship with fear from a young age. So here is the question and the whole vibe of today's podcast. I want to encourage you to prove your worst thought wrong, right? That thought, that belief that you have around not doing the thing or avoiding the thing or staying away from the thing or having to stay where you are, whatever it is, that worst thought of yours, instead of avoiding it and going, I can't do that because that scares the shit out of me, the thing that is going to help you get through that and change that is to do the thing. Prove it wrong. If your first reaction is that, oh, I could never do that, I want you to do it twice and take pictures. I want you to prove to yourself that you actually can show up for yourself, that you can tackle whatever it is, that you can climb that mountain one step at a time, and I want you to do it scared. That is how we change our relationship to fear. We allow it to be what it is without us having to change it. We do it scared. We show up anyway. We do the thing. We back ourselves. We prove our worst thoughts wrong. You have to ask yourself, why are you so afraid of the feeling? And I totally get it. The feeling sucks. It is so all-encompassing. It is gut-churning. You can be awake at night. You can, you know, like lose your lunch even sometimes. But the more that you feed that feeling, the more that you allow that feeling to mean that that is a no-go zone, that you are to not approach it at all costs, the more it is going to control you. Now, I am not talking about intuition here, and I'm not talking about legit safety concerns of, you know, like going to the edge of a building or whatever, because obviously use your, you know, common sense here and understand that what I'm talking about is things where, you know, it might be uncomfortable, but you also know that, you know, in your higher self and your most true self, that it's actually, you know, something that is just foreign to you, and that it's something that, of course, your body and your brain is going to tell you that, whoa, we don't know what this is. We've never done this before. So your brain doesn't actually care if you are happy or not. It only cares that you are safe, and your brain will deem anything that you have not done before as scary AF because it doesn't know it. It can only draw on the known. And that means that anything that you have not done before, anything that you can't draw evidence from, that it is scary, it is going to produce anxiety, it is going to make you uncertain because it has no data. So I am suggesting that you prove your worst thoughts wrong. You go out there, you do the thing, you gather the proof. You do one step at a time towards whatever it is that you are working towards. You show up, you do it scared, And that way you are going to be proving your worst thoughts wrong. You are going to be taking charge. You are more than your thoughts. You are more than your limiting beliefs. You are more than the ways that you have lived, because that is not a fair roadmap for the way that you can live. Just because you have done something a certain way does not mean that you have to keep doing it a certain way. I shared a post on Instagram this morning from Jane Robinson, who is a badass, by the way. And we all get that change is hard, right? We all get that doing the thing is uncomfortable when it's something that we haven't done before. But have you ever stopped to consider the cost of staying somewhere in a job, in a relationship, in a friendship, in a habit? You know, it could be with alcohol, it could be with smoking, it could be with, you know, whatever it is that is not serving you. Have you ever considered the cost of staying somewhere where you are no longer in alignment? Like, imagine showing up to work every single day when you know that these people are, you know, not respecting you, that you do not want to be here, that you are being bullied or whatever it is at work. Imagine the cost of staying somewhere like that, what it is on your soul, what it is on your psyche. If you are in a relationship that is not a match for you, where you are unable to show up as your full self, where you are walking on eggshells every single day, where you are not excited for the future, like, all relationships go through rough patches, and there's a lot to be said for communication, and I will always champion someone to exhaust all of their options before, you know, closing the loop on that. But if you know that you are in a relationship that is not serving you, while it may be scary as fuck to make the call to go out on your own, and you're going to have to find somewhere to live, and you're going to have to make new friends, or you're going to have to, you know, whatever it is, can you imagine the cost on your soul to show up and live in a house where you are, like, made fun of or belittled or whatever it is every single day for the rest of your life? Like, mate. Or what about your friendship groups? Like, just because people have been your friends since school and that is all you've known, and it's scary to go out there and make new friendships, or, you know, join clubs that are interested, or book clubs, or, you know, mountain biking clubs, or paint classes, or whatever it is that you're passionate about. It's scary to walk into those rooms. But imagine sitting at brunch with people that you have nothing in common with for the next 15 years. Like, honestly, we have to choose what sort of discomfort is worth it to us. And I am not here to toy anyone's choices. Like, if you think that it is worth it to stay where you are, if you are miserably unhappy, rather than jump into the unknown, then I honestly also completely understand that as well. Sometimes the unknown is just too much. And that's where that saying is, better the devil you know than one you don't. Like, I also totally get that. It wouldn't be a cliche if, you know, if it wasn't there for a reason. It's not something I subscribe to, though, but I understand those that do. So please just think about it. Think about it. It doesn't have to mean that you flip the tables on your life here. I'm not suggesting that. I just know that the big, you know, pivot points in people's lives are often where they live, who they live with, and what they do for a living. So your relationships, your work, and your lifestyle situation, as in, like, where you live. They are the big moments where people are really often stuck. But those are the things that can often set us free. So I challenge you, lovingly challenge you, to prove your worst thoughts wrong by doing the thing, doing it scared, showing up anyway, and showing up for yourself. I would love to hear what light bulb moments come for you with this. I would love to hear if you have had some ahas, if you are going to start a new business from this, if you are going to write a book from this, if you are going to join a class from this, if you're going to book a holiday from this, if you are going to take a chance on a relationship from this, because that also works. You know, we were talking about getting out of a relationship where we're miserable, but what if we are proving our worst thoughts wrong by actually taking a chance on someone and taking a chance on going on a date and being vulnerable and those sorts of things? Because you know, relationships can be really scary. And if you have been in the single world for a long time, maybe your worst thought is around being brave enough to let someone else into your world. That also works. Let me know what came up for you with proving your worst thought wrong and backing yourself and doing it scared. Because I love this. That is what I am doing this for. That is what it is all about. But that really resonated with me. I actually wrote it down in one of my lists, like my 2023 musings, prove your worst thought wrong. And I think the words that I wrote under that is the bolder, the better. So if you loved this podcast, please rate and review it. If you gave it 5 stars, if you will give it a 5-star rating, that would be amazing. The ratings, the shares, the comments, that all helps, you know, the powers that be, Instagram, Spotify, Apple, keep Simply Complicated up on the charts, which also really, really helped me in being able to keep showing up for you guys. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I can't wait to come back with another episode for you. If you have any ideas of what you would like to hear, also please comment under the post and let me know. Have an epic week, guys.